Welcome to Joy on Paper, a program for writers and those who dream of writing. I am back with my next guest, and I am always so thrilled when I have a Nat Geo book. Oh my goodness, it's a thrilling day. And of all the books, I mean, this is like the perfect book for me. Great Outdoors USA, 1,000 Adventures Across All 50 States. Oh boy, I am so excited to welcome back to Joy on Paper, Allison Johnson. Hi, Allison.
Hi, how are you?
Okay. Oh, I love this book. Oh my goodness, I want to give it to everybody. I want everybody to just get outside.
Isn't it great? I mean, we have 1,000 adventures across all 50 states in here, 20 outdoor adventures in every state. You won't be bored for 20 years of your life if you do one a weekend.
That's for sure. Well, Allison, just before we start, what is your current position? Are you're the boss over there at Nat Geo yet? Are you?
I am a senior editor with National Geographic Books, and I work on our travel and cookbook titles over at Nat Geo.
Oh, you have the cookbooks too. You have to send me some of the cookbook ones. You know, I love those too.
I absolutely will.
I'm always ready for that. But for me, of course, one of the things when people get this, it's, you know, in the beginning we have, it's listed by state. So people will probably go to the state where they're born. Everybody likes to go to their home state. So I immediately go to Michigan. But you can go, there's all the states there. And I was raised in the outdoors. My entire childhood was outdoors. I was only in the house if they forced me or was too cold and I'd get frostbite. So for me, it is just such a thrill. Of course, you have lots of wonderful things in Michigan, and Michigan is just perfect because I was one of those wild children that I ran through the forest. I lived in the forest. I was always running in the forest. I knew every tree. I could identify every tree. Trees were very important to me. And 50% of Michigan is forest. Most of it, I think in northern Michigan, is like 80%. Because we have very few people, luckily. But I knew every tree. I could tell, you know, there are four types of hickory trees. I could tell which was which. I had so much fun as a child. And I feel sorry for kids today who don't have this opportunity. But I'm hoping this book will inspire parents and grandparents and all the family. Get outside.
I agree. And, you know, we put a map in the beginning of every state so that people could see just how close they are to so many of these adventures. Our hope here was really to inspire families and everyone to get outside and just be like, it could be a 2-hour drive. It might be 4 hours. It doesn't take a whole vacation or week away to do something fun really close to home. And we also have a range of adventures. We have walking, we have hiking, but if you're a daredevil, you could also go bungee jumping or even skydiving. So we really tried to provide something for everyone within these pages and something close to home for everyone too.
I think you've succeeded because everyone is just perfect. For me, some were very surprising. I've been to a lot of the states, but there are some that I haven't the opportunity to go to. And one of them was in Arizona, the Vermilion Caves. It's always so wonderful when you're surprised by something.
Absolutely. The Vermilion Caves are beautiful. It's otherworldly. And I think if you can get there, absolutely breathtaking to take in. I even had surprises while I was editing this book. You know, in South Dakota, for instance, you think of South Dakota, you think Mount Rushmore, maybe Badlands National Park. They have this beautiful canyon called Spearfish Canyon that has so many waterfalls and lush greenery. And it's a landscape I didn't know existed in South Dakota, and I immediately put it on my own bucket list. So there are tons of surprises in here that I think will get people to explore more around the U.S. too.
Oh, exactly. It's just so much fun to discover new things. And I think if people would get out there, especially nowadays, just turn off your electronics, for goodness sakes, and listen. There is nothing as wonderful as a birch tree. That sound mm-hmm. of a birch tree is special of all trees. I've traveled all over the world. The Michigan birch tree rustling in the wind, it's magic.
It is. And, you know, I think we all need a chance to connect to nature these days. We're all behind our screens all day long, whether it's at work, whether it's at home watching TV. Get out there and explore. And especially if you have a family, it's a good way to connect with your kids again and share an experience that you'll talk about together for a lifetime. And I think there's no better way to do that than being outside.
Well, how do you do this? This is a monumental task because there are so many photographs here, and how do they do it with you? Did you take like a sort of a state at a time and just have all these photographs and go through them?
Well, we have, you know, a really great team here at National Geographic. So the book was compiled by a team of 10 National Geographic travel writers who have all either lived in the state or visited it extensively, so they really knew these places like the back of their hands. And then we have a great team of photo editors and photographers who are always out on the road exploring, who were able to give us these images of these places and really bring every adventure to life. I mean, if you're not able to go to someplace right now, you can easily get there in your armchair and just imagine it by the pictures throughout this book. And that's all credit to the National Geographic photographers who are always out there exploring and providing this beautiful imagery throughout.
And it is so important what you said about they know the area that they're writing about and talking about, that they really have found hidden gems among even like Manhattan. They found hidden gems where there's a place where you can just get outside and you can listen to the birds.
Yep, exactly. We were really hopeful with this one. You know, we included the national parks and a lot of state parks in here because those are must-do experiences, must-do places to visit. But we really wanted to put some surprises in there, especially ones that are easy to get to. So, you know, like you mentioned, in Manhattan, there's a salt marsh just 40 minutes outside of the city in Brooklyn that you could kayak, you could go biking, you could just walk the boardwalk, but you're in nature steps away from the big city. And I think that's a really valuable part of this book, is that one, you don't have to go far, and two, you can find nature retreats even in concrete jungles. And I think that is the beauty of what these writers have put together in this book.
Well, of course, for me, Michigan, you have the 30-mile bike ride along Copper Harbor. Now, I am from Copper Country, and this was my backyard, so I know that route very well. When I was a kid, I knew every tree in there, and I would be running around. And my favorite were hickory trees because there's so many uses for hickory. And of course, it's a very hard wood, so it makes wonderful furniture, wonderful handles for tools. Most people don't know that there are four kinds of hickory trees in Michigan. One of the uses was for hickory smoked meats. But this is one of the things that people, if they get out there, that one of the best bike rides in the world. It's amazing.
Absolutely stunning. And I think, you know, like you, with all the trees, like you mentioned, especially in the fall with those beautiful autumn colors, we're coming up on it right now. Absolutely stunning to do the Copper Harbor trails in the fall time.
Oh, it is. It's amazing. And the shagbark is particularly, they turn a bright yellow that it takes your breath away. Now, what's your state? What state do you come from?
So I live in Northern Virginia right now, and I grew up in Maryland, so I'm very familiar with a lot of the destinations we included right outside the D.C. area. And one of my favorites that I have to recommend this in this book, especially, like I said, this is great for families, is Luray Caverns, which is just outside Shenandoah. It's this beautiful underworld cavern that you can walk in and has really accessible trails, so it's great for both seniors and kids alike. They even do lantern tours, and it's just a really fun chance to get outside and explore. You know, maybe it's not technically outside because you're in a cave, but it's another worldly destination that it's just fun to take the whole family to and really explore and walk around and see all the stalagmites. There's even some water in the cave that's really cool to look at. So a really fun trip if you're in the D.C. area that's just about 2 to 3 hours outside of Washington, D.C.
Now, they don't ever send you out and say, well, test this site for us if it's worth it.
Every once in a while, but most of the time that falls to our expert writers who are out in the field doing this literally day in and day out. So they're the lucky ones, and then I get to read and edit their experiences.
Well, I thought maybe you'd grab onto the zip lining across in Lake Tahoe.
You know, I'd be happy to. I'm an adventure traveler, and I love zip lining, and we have that in Lake Tahoe. We have it in a few other states in this book. I even, you know, one of the adventures nearby me is hang gliding in Virginia, and I'm telling you, I put it right down on my bucket list right away because I love thrills like that, and I'm looking forward to doing it.
That's the one I wanted to do. I want to do that one. if Netgeo wants to know if it's worth the trip, they can send me on that trip, and I will report.
Happily.
I promote that one. But there's something for everyone. The wonderful thing is there's the adventure ones. There's the ones that are like a little bit more educational, the bird watching, this one and this one. And then there's, of course, things like the Rose Garden in Connecticut. That alone is like, you can go there and you're like, I can't believe this. Because I had 36 variety of roses in my cottage when I moved to England. I wanted just roses in my garden. And I had 36 varieties. So
oh, wow.
Something like that, the Rose Garden, that's the Elizabeth Park Rose Garden in Connecticut. Anybody, if you're near Connecticut, you have to go there.
Yeah, absolutely. And we try to incorporate a lot of beautiful just walking experiences like that. We, you know, in Massachusetts, we have the Heritage Museum and Gardens, the 100 acres of botanical gardens you can stroll through. The one in Connecticut, like you mentioned, we have a ton of these just strolling experiences. Some even, we call it forest bathing, where you're just taking a guided hike through the woods and just appreciating, like you mentioned, you used to do just the sounds of nature and letting it calm you. And so not everything is adrenaline rushing, you know, need to be extreme. We have a lot that really anyone can do, no matter their activity level or interest.
And I think for people nowadays, I hope that a lot of people will be doing camping. Camping is a lot cheaper than hotels nowadays, I can tell you.
It is. And, you know, we have places you can go put a tent up and camp for the weekend. Or if you need a little more luxe experience, it's not a hotel, but there are even some glamping destinations throughout the book where you might stay in a yurt or even some tree houses outside that have a little more luxe to them than a
tent
campground.
I love the tree houses. I love those. As you said, you have a nice variety and just everybody can find something that they like and get outdoors. It's like a magical word for me, outdoors. Even, you know, I'm in the house, I'm on the computer so much of the day, but for me, it's like, I have to get outdoors. I'm always so rejuvenated. If you do that like once a week, if you go someplace, it really changes your whole sort of mindset for the rest of the week.
Absolutely. It refreshes your mind, body, and soul, for sure, to get outside, get that fresh air, and just enjoy nature for a little bit.
Well, when you're going through the pictures, it must be so difficult to choose.
It is. And it also really showcases the diversity of the U.S. And in these photographs, you can see even state by state the diversity of landscapes and trees and nature's birds, all the wildlife. It's really fun to be. I feel very privileged to be able to have this job and look at these photos and make the hard decision of choosing which ones will inspire people to get out there and go.
Well, I think there will be some that, as I said, that surprise you, like the Vermilion one. I didn't know about this, and I am really amazed that nobody's ever, I don't know if anybody's ever used it as a backdrop for a film, because it's so breathtaking.
It is. It almost looks like Mars with that red color, and honestly, it really would be a great filming location, and it's really beautiful. Similarly, there are similar vistas in Antelope Canyon in Utah. There's a lot of places like that I think get overlooked because of the nearby national parks in these areas, but I suggest go to the national park and then take a road trip to these places, go to the Grand Canyon, then make your way to the Vermilion Cliffs, and you're really going to have an outdoor adventure of a lifetime.
Exactly, because we were in the Grand Canyon, and I didn't know about this. You know, and those were the days before, you know, internet, and before all of these Nat Geo wonderful books. You know, if you had the magazines, you might have seen pictures of it. But now with this opportunity for people, really, Nat Geo books are so wonderful. They are actually an investment for life, because I'm telling everyone all the time that when you get a Nat Geo book, they are something that becomes a part of the family. You keep them forever. I've never seen a Nat Geo book in a garage sale. People don't give up a Nat Geo book. I mean, you really don't.
Yeah, that's so kind.
I mean, it really is so amazing that people will give away other books. But somehow, when they have their hands on a Nat Geo book, and it becomes, in a way, a friend of yours, because I have Nat Geo books that I pick up every day. For example, I just had In the Steps of Jesus. I picked that up yesterday because I have it right there on my table. And just like you have a Nat Geo almanac, you should always have that next to your TV chair. So instead of watching the commercials and getting your mind all confused, just pick up a Nat Geo almanac and thumb through it and discover something new. And it will be less irritating than watching commercials. And in this case, now this book is a hefty book. I think 736 pages or something like that.
Yeah, it's a big one.
It's a big one. So it's not one for picking up real fast during a commercial, but turn off the TV and get lost in the book and get lost in all of the beauty of America. It really is. We are so blessed. We have so much beauty. And I hate to think of all the people. I think a lot of these people we see who are anxious and getting themselves in trouble and doing stupid things, if they would be out in nature, their whole bodies would just calm down and they would be happier people.
I hope it inspires some people to go that direction. And I really hope it honestly, that Great Outdoors USA inspires the explorer in all of us to really get out from the sofa and go outside and explore and calm ourselves and enjoy what the country has to offer.
With 1,000 adventures across all 50 states, people, you can't go wrong with this book. It's a wonderful, wonderful book. It's a kind of book that if you give for a wedding, for example, and it's a sort of a to-do book that people can have set their goals and set their bucket lists. Although I don't like bucket lists, I like to use joy lists, places that will bring you joy. And it's a great gift. It's a great book. And Allison Johnson, I'm always thrilled to talk to you. I know that you have a job. It is a job, and I'm happy that you get paid to have such a wonderful, wonderful time looking through beautiful photographs all day and coming out with great ideas. And now I hope with the cookbook ones, you actually get to taste some of the recipes.
I do. I'm lucky enough that I get to taste them, and when we shoot, we do a recipe photo shoot, we get to taste them on set. So I can tell you the recipes are delicious firsthand.
Okay, well, I want some of those books too. What are you holding back on me?
We'll send them your way, I promise.
Okay. Well, it's great talking to you. You've done a marvelous job. Everybody, all of your photographers, I love you guys and gals. You are just terrific. And I envy you that you have jobs that pay you money to do what you love to do anyway.
Well, thank you. And thank you so much for having me. It's always such a pleasure.
Okay. Bye-bye now. Bye, Allison. Okay, everybody, get this book, Great Outdoors USA, 1,000 Adventures Across All 50 States. Bye-bye now.